Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Motion Ads has put advertisements on the back of bikes. They started in 2019 with just three branded bikes. Let's speak to John Berkowitz, the co-founder of Motion Ads. John, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just tell us a little bit about your business, Motion Ads, and how you started.
Hi, Nzinga. Thank you so much for having me on, and it's great to be with you and your listeners. The story started in 2019, so it feels like a lifetime ago. Me and my co-founder, Ilan, spotted an opportunity back before many of, 6060 and all of the proliferation of motorbikes that we see these days on the road. Mm-hmm. Before all of them, there were just a couple of bikes in Johannesburg driving around, delivering order in at the stage, and Uber Eats and Mr. D. And we were kind of sitting in traffic the one day, looking around and thinking, well, that's really good advertising space. And as we started speaking to the delivery drivers of these motorbikes, we started to realize, actually, there's more to this. There's actually a need that the drivers have to be empowered and uplifted. Because at the end of the day, the delivery drivers are actually micro enterprises on two wheels. Mm-hmm. And come rain, come shine, they're delivering our meals, our groceries. And from the very first driver interview we had, we realized not only could this be a win for advertisers, but it could be a huge, huge, huge need and a huge win for delivery drivers. And to date, we're really proud of the impact that we've been able to have on both the advertising industry as well as the delivery drivers across South Africa.
You know, I really like that when you are, it doesn't feel predatory. I haven't gone really deep into it, but you sound like the people that you work with are partners. So you're not just saying, hey, here you go, take this. And it sounds like there's a buy-in there, and the people who are delivering and delivering those ads are making money from that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We couldn't run this business without the delivery drivers, and the delivery drivers couldn't earn the supplementary income without Motion Ads. It's a beautiful symbiotic relationship that really we're very proud to be a world first, actually, in facilitating this. And I mean, really the big headline in terms of the quantum of the impact that we've had on the drivers in the country, over 6 years, we've paid out 21 million rand to delivery drivers, mm-hmm. right? That's every month we're paying our drivers for carrying this advertising space on the back of their bikes. And, 21 million rand is a very large number. When you zoom in to the individual driver, it's Primrose in Johannesburg who's now able to have some extra money at the end of the month to feed her kids more easily. It's Alungu who's able to save up some extra cash to buy and build a fleet of bikes for himself. It's Bongani in Durban who is able to buy school shoes for his kids. And the thousands of other drivers that we work with every month who have extra cash for petrol, data, and whatever it is they need. It really is a pleasure to be running the business and to be able to have this impact as a social impact business on the thousands of people, delivery drivers across South Africa.
Yeah, sometimes it's rude to talk about money, but we are on Kaya Biz and we do love a number here. So if the drivers are making, or you've distributed around 20 million, how much has Motion Ads made over this time period? You can give me a ballpark if you want to be shy.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've made enough to also grow our team. I think a lot of the time our business is fundamentally around this double bottom line, right? A win for the advertisers, a win for the drivers. But oftentimes people forget that Motion Ads started from just me and Ilan on the streets of Joburg, walking up to drivers, offering them this deal that seemed too good to be true for them.
Yeah.
And doing this ourselves, right? In the sunshine with three bikes back in 2019. And now we have a team of 20 people around the country who we're so grateful to be able to work with. Number one, we couldn't do it without them. And number two, to be able to scale and have this as a win for our team. And, 20 today and 50 next year, maybe. I mean, who knows? This is the beauty of when a model works. It works not just for your customers and for your contractors, for your partners, but it also works for the families that we're also helping to feed as employees at Motion Ads.
Okay, so no number from you is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, listen, we are...
You're very well media trained. I can see from that response, because I'm still not hearing
it. Well, I will say, I mean, look, we are a private company, and we're a social impact business. We're obviously also a for-profit business.
Okay.
And again, I'm not trying to dodge your question, but we try and pay out drivers as much as we possibly can at every twist and turn. So there's a set fee that we pay out drivers every month, mm-hmm. but we also go over and above with community impact. We run soccer tournaments for drivers. We have a behavioral based model. So the better the driver drives, as tracked by our GPS systems, the more the driver can earn. And really, our whole purpose is to empower and uplift delivery drivers. But as a for-profit business, we also, it works, and we're bootstrapped. We didn't take on any funding when we started the business. We've not raised any funding since. And that's a very difficult thing to do. So you need to make a profit in order to grow the business, in order to continue making the impact. And for us, that's really the focus.
Okay, and so talk to me about why that focus. I know there are also benefits that come. One, I think it's important as someone living in South Africa to never just do things for yourself. So even if you're saying, you know, we are a for-profit business, you're not purely extractive. Because I don't think in South Africa is a country that you can live like that, or you should live like that in, right? But there's also other benefits that come that must be unexpected from working with drivers, from social impact. Take me through some of those.
Well, I think some of the wins are for our clients. We have OpenServe as one of our clients who has been with us for years and years, I think 4 years going on five now, been a real supporter of us from the start. And because they've had so many bikes for such a long amount of time, we were able to quantify that just them as a corporate, just one of our clients, was responsible for 2 million rand paid out to drivers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is an added benefit where all of a sudden corporates are not only getting really good advertising space, their brand on the back of these bikes, going to offices, going to the homes and zipping around the streets of South Africa all day, all night, but also they're able to contribute as corporate social responsible citizens and to make an impact beyond just this advertising. So I think that was one of the unexpected wins that Motion Ads has been able to facilitate for some of our clients. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I think it's Ubuntu, right? It's this idea of if you can do something for people, then you should do something for people. I think there is a social responsibility to go over and above and to do all that you can for South Africa. And for us, really, I know I've said it a few times on this call, but what we wake up as a business thinking every morning is how do we empower and how do we support and uplift these delivery drivers? All because right. really, entrepreneurship, that's what it's about in South Africa. How do we empower these micro enterprises and how do we grow the economy? It doesn't come from government, it comes from businesses. And as a business trying to empower these micro enterprises, we're really proud of the role that we play.
Thank you so much, John Berkowitz, co-founder of Motion Ads, speaking to us about their relationship with drivers and the payouts that they've had. Really appreciate your time on Kaya Biz this evening.
Thank you, Nzinga.
All right. It's 1 minute to eight. Pamelo is standing by. Let's listen to some of the voice notes you've sent us. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Monday here on Kaya Biz.
Wowza. Spring cleaning our finances. I've never looked at it like this, Nzinga. Like, I have never. But now that I'm listening to this conversation, I'm like, how many subscriptions do I have that I don't really need? And it's funny how when things are under a certain amount, we don't really pay attention to. But all those amounts build up, eh? All those amounts build up. So there's my next project. I will be checking on my subscriptions and see which ones I still need, because I think I can save a lot of money. I think I can save about 500 rand if I really start looking at this. Wowza.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.